Praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful day that God has been good to me. He has kept me safe. Thank you, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity to speak from the Word of God. This is what was some of the topic that I was thinking about throughout the during this pandemic period, and what I wanted to do looking forward to into Christian life. So, and the topic that I have chosen is faith alone. So let's open our Bibles and read Hebrews 11, 1 to 3. I think it's a very familiar verse to everybody. We keep hearing this verse a lot of time when we talk about faith. So we'll read it together. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our God and Father, we thank you for this wonderful time, for being in your presence, O Lord God. As we hear, Lord, to worship your name, O Lord. As we read, O Lord, the faith is the substance of things, O Lord, that we hope for, O Lord. God, we want to have that faith towards you, O Lord, no matter what our situations or in dire situations that we are going through, O Lord. The faith should be our stronghold, a root that we need to build on, O Lord. God, you help us, O Lord, that we may speak from this word, O Lord, and that it can be an encouraging for all believers, O Lord, who's watching, listening from here and watching from this live stream, Allah. God, let it be a blessing for all of them, Allah. In God's precious name we pray. Amen. So, in this topic of faith alone, there are three things that I want to focus on, which is the definition of faith, why do we need faith, and how do we perform faith. So when we so most of you know is that whenever we talk about faith in church or in outside, the first thing that the clear definition in Bible would be from Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith, this is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence things are not seen. That is the basic definition that we have learned based on from the Bible. But I'm gonna check see the difference between faith from between people and faith based on Christianity. So when we're thinking of faith towards people, it's the complete trust or the confidence towards somebody else or something based on between mutual interest between both party members. Towards Christian, it is the strong belief in God or in the doctrines of religion based on spiritual apprehension than proof. So it's like saying, it's like the belief, the faithfulness, that firm conviction towards towards God. And it's like we said, like I said before in verse 1, it says the confidence that we hope for and the assurance that the Lord is working, that even though we cannot see it. Faith and Christianity are based on believing God's promises and trusting into his faithfulness and relying onto his character and faithfulness to act upon. So the second thing I want to focus next on is, why do we need faith? If you look to our Bibles on Matthew 17 verse 20, so I'll tell you a quick synopsis of what's happening is that there is a child. And it'll give you a description of what is wrong, like going with him. And it says in verse 15 that he is epileptic and suffers severely. And here, and it says that the man said, I gave this child to the disciples, and they couldn't do it. And the child's father goes up to Jesus, and he asks to him to cure him, and he cures. And the one thing that disciples ask him, why couldn't we not cast it out? Why couldn't we not heal this child? And Jesus says very clearly on verse 20, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. With faith towards God, all situations, your problems, your anxieties, or the things that you're going through, your present, or you have gone through your past life, or you could go on to a future, is that everything is rooted on faith. Without faith, you cannot solve any problems on your own. It's just a task, an incomplete task that you're going through, which is making yourself worse than you are doing. But the problem with now the situation is that, as it said, I'm not going to read the Hebrews 11:1 again, but the last part it says, even though we cannot see it, we can't see Jesus physically. He's not here with us physically so that we can talk to him, see the things that he has done, the miracles. We cannot see that, but we believe that God is there. He'll be there during our dire needs. But towards people, it's about cause and effect. They want to see something happen right in front of their eyes to believe something. For example, last Sunday, when we had our Sunday school, we had a student from a church student did an experiment. It was a very science experiment. I didn't know what the result would have occurred. He asked a question, and the experiment was, in a cup, there is a water, and there's an egg inside. His question towards all of us was, will this egg float up to the top of the water? Normally, when you think about it, no, it's not possible because the egg is very heavy and the water is very light. So anything heavy object that is goes on water, it will drop down to the ground. But what he did was he poured salt into it. As much as salt as he wanted, he poured it in. And if you had removed water and you put salt, it'll still be on the ground. It'll look like a small mountain. But there was water in it. It all soluted. It all became that grayish white. And then after like a few minutes, you could see the egg. It wasn't on the bottom of the cup. It was all the way to the top. So if a person who don't see that on regular basis and they say like, oh, that's so cool. Like, oh, he did something amazing. Like, I'm not saying about the student. I'm just saying generally to the public. And they see this for the first time. They think, oh, he's some miracle worker. He has some powers that he can do things. And that is a problem with today's world, is that they can only believe the things that they can see through their eyes. They can feel it. They can go through all their senses. But for us, Christianity, we are believing to the things that we cannot see, but we're believing that God is there. He is in our helping us through our situations. The three things why we need faith is that the faith helps us to discover the purpose in life. Faith triumphs stress, anxiety, and fear, and it is a pathway to finding a solution. So as personal story of mine. This is not recent. This has been for a year or so. Is that we, as a Christian who is born in a Christian family, our regular practice was to read the Bible, to read the Scripture on daily basis. On the morning when you have family prayers in the morning and the night, it's like a habit that you have to create. But I didn't see the purpose at that time. Like, why are we reading this? Like, it's like clearly states that you cannot see him. Then how can we believe in this God? But it clearly states, and a few months ago we watched this documentary, and it says about something, is that the faith plays a great role towards Christianity. Because if you are a Christian and you want to continue moving forward into Christian belief, to a Christian life, you need faith. Faith is that root. Like when you think about a tree, cannot stand onto a ground without having any roots. If there's no root, it'll topple down. It's no use. It'll die. It needs that root. That is like us for our faith. Faith is like a root towards us, towards moving on to Christian life. And that's how I decided, when I had that issue, I decided to myself that I should start going back to the beginning and learn the Word of God so I can re-knowledge myself onto where does faith play a role in my life, not about somebody else, because it wouldn't matter to you if you're looking, investigating on somebody else's life. It wouldn't help you towards your Christian life. Because at the end, God is asking you, what did you do for me? Not what did they did or what did they do. They're not asking, God is not asking. I don't think he's going to ask you on that. But what I firmly believe is he's asking, what did you do for me? Did you do it by faith? Did you do it by trust? Did you do it by the love or the fruits of the Spirit? Are you doing that for me? So that, like, we also clearly say, I had like two famous characters from the Bible is that Abel and Cain. God accepted Cain's offering. In Genesis, it doesn't say why. It just like God accepts Abel's offering. But when we go back to Hebrews 11 verse 4, it says, it said, by faith, Abel gave a better sacrifice than Cain. The word is faith. Abel gave the offering, the best of the offering. He did it through faith. We also see in Moses, during his child life, he was raised by his mother, and he went to the Pharaoh, and he's been there for 40, till the age of 40. We can see that in Acts 7 verse 23, that he was there until 40, and there was this incident that he had with the Egyptian soldier he kills, and he left there at age 40. So we know that at the age of 40, he was there in Egypt. And during that, there was an extra 40-year gap where he was in the wilderness. He left Egypt. He was at this time. And Moses came back. So Moses has a discussion with God through the burning bush. He comes back at the age of 80. There is a 40-year gap. It's not written in the Bible about it. But if we think about the 40-year gap for the people of Israel that was in Egypt, they had to go through severe torment. And even when Moses came, they had to go even more suffering than they did during that 40-year gap. So mostly when you think about that long time you had to go through suffering and all that thing, pain, is that they could doubt, is that, does God actually going to help us during this situation? Is that they will slowly lose faith. They will slowly lose that connection towards God because they lose hope onto finding a solution. But when Moses comes, he assures that God is there and he heard your cries. He heard that, and it reassures their faith that yes, God is there and he will help us during our times. That comes to my point, is that the faith is the root, and that will only help us during our Christian life and moving on forward. When you reach to a certain goal or your certain future job, everything is based on faith. So the last question I'm going to ask is, how do we perform faith? To perform faith, it does not come from fasting. It does not come from prayer. It does not come from asking a pastor to lay your hands. It does not work. Faith does not work like that. It works with an earnest interest to read and understand the Word of God. I always thought in my situation, like when we had examination tests or assignments, or to do something like that will help you in the future, is to ask a pastor to pray. Sure, you can do that. You can ask a pastor who's like your church pastor to go and pray for your assurance towards that knowledge to get that mark you need for your test, exam, or assignment. But it won't work if you don't do any work by yourself. Sure, you can ask, pray, but if you don't study, if you don't go through the text or you do something, it's just a pointless thing. It's just that prayer is a void. And you just believe to an unknown faith because some pastor prayed for you. You assume that, oh, I'll get knowledge from God on that rate on the day of the test or assignment. But that doesn't work. To perform faith, you need to have an earnest interest to do something. on Christianity, it is to understand the Word of God, taking your time. We're not asking you, I'm not asking you to take 1 hour to stop what you're doing, 1 hour to study the Word of God. It's not that. You have to take that interest to learn the Word of God. That is what I did when I was about to lose that the connection towards God, is that to take time to start. Like I started from Genesis and onwards to be working on meditating the Word. That is what we should do to perform in faith. In Romans 10, verse 17, it says here, so faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news from Christ. That is the basic principle of what you should do to perform faith. I'm going to read that verse again. Faith comes from hearing. That is the hearing the good news from Christ. The good news from Christ is this. It's literally this. You have it in your house. You probably have two or three copies of a Bible, different versions. But this is the good news of the Bible. If you're using it, it's just an empty book that you have your bookshelf or you put it somewhere. So to perform faith, is that we need to take time to read the Word. Like right now, because of pandemic, you will have lots of struggles based on work. You can't have afford to pay for your, like for us as students, that like you can't afford to pay your tuition, like all that textbook, all the things that you need to pay. And for like work, like you have mortgage, you have loan, and all this, like you will go through stress. But the thing that we need to most focus on, faith towards God, will only help us through our sufferings, through our solutions. And I'm going to conclude with this message with prayers. Thank you.